Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda in Odisha. Says India is heading towards becoming the global hub of telecom technology. Prime Minister also virtually flags off Gujarat's first Amrit Bharat Express train running between Udhna in Gujarat and Brahmapur in Odisha. India charges Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about India-Pakistan conflict. IMD issues heavy to very heavy rainfall warning over several parts of western and southern India and Odisha today. And 12th World Para Athletics Championships 2025 begins in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda in Odisha. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Brahmapur and Udhna at Surat in Gujarat. Odisha Governor Hari Babu Kambhampati, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries were present on the occasion. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil were present at the Udhna Railway Station in Surat on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said Odisha is moving speedily ahead through a double-engine government. He said that the central government has recently approved two semiconductor units in Odisha and plans to develop a semiconductor park, representing a significant step in advancing Odisha's industrial and technological growth.
Odisha ke liye do semiconductor unit ki manjuri di hai. Semiconductor jaisi aaj ki duniya ki latest technology wali industry kabhi Assam mein lag sakti hai, kabhi Odisha mein lag sakti hai, lekin yahan ke naujawanon ka samarth hai ki aaj aisi industry aapke yahan aa rahi hai. Chip banane ke liye Odisha mein semiconductor park bhi banne ja raha hai. वो दिन दूर नहीं, छोटी सी चिप हमारे ओडिशा में बनेगी.
Mr. Modi stated that following the introduction of the Goods and Services Tax, GST, in 2017, the tax burden has been significantly reduced, easing the financial pressure on citizens. The Prime Minister also launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers established by BSNL. Mr. Modi remarked that India has lagged in the development of 2G, 3G and 4G technologies and relied on foreign technology in this domain. This achievement positions India among the few nations capable of building and supporting their own telecom networks. The PM said India will become the global hub of telecom technology in the future.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है. अपनी मेहनत, अपनी लगन, अपनी कुशलता से BSNL ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है और मैं इस काम में जुड़े हुए देश के नौजवानों को, उनकी टैलेंट को और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए उन्होंने जो बड़ा काम किया है, मैं उन सभी नौजवानों को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
The Prime Minister also announced plans to upgrade MKCJ Medical College in Brahmapur and Vimsar in Burla, Sambalpur into world-class super speciality hospitals.
देश के अनेक राज्यों में IIT के विस्तार का काम भी आज से शुरू हो रहा है. इसके अलावा ओडिशा में शिक्षा, कौशल और कनेक्टिविटी से जुड़े अनेक प्रोजेक्ट्स का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण भी हुआ है. थोड़ी देर पहले ही बरहमपुर से सूरत के लिए.
India has charged Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about the India-Pakistan conflict. Exercising India's right to reply at the UN General Assembly after Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's address, First Secretary in India's permanent mission to the UN, Petal Gehlot, blamed Pakistan for being responsible for terrorist attacks on Indian soil. She emphasized on India's right to self-defense. The First Secretary said the Assembly witnessed absurd theatrics this morning from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who once again glorified terrorism, which is central to the foreign policy.
Pakistan is responsible for a terrorist attack on innocent civilians in India. We have exercised the right to defend our people against such actions and have brought the organizers and perpetrators to justice. The Pakistani Prime Minister has spoken about wanting peace with India. If he is indeed sincere, the pathway is clear. Pakistan must immediately shut down all terrorist camps and hand over to us terrorists wanted in India.
Gehlot reiterated that Pakistan's military pleaded for a cessation of fighting during Operation Sindoor. She asserted that there is no room for any third party to intervene in issues between New Delhi and Islamabad.
Till 9th May, Pakistan was threatening more attacks on India. But on 10th May, its military pleaded with us directly for a cessation to the fighting. The intervening event was the destruction caused to multiple Pakistani air bases by Indian forces. The pictures of that damage are, of course, publicly accessible. If destroyed runways and burnt out hangars look like victory, as the Prime Minister claimed, Pakistan is welcome to enjoy it. The truth is that, as in the past, Pakistan is responsible for a terrorist attack on innocent civilians in India. We have exercised the right to defend our people against such actions and have brought the organizers and perpetrators to justice.
GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. We have a report.
Under the new GST reforms, the government has announced significant tax cuts aimed at promoting healthcare and boosting investment across key sectors. The GST on gyms and fitness centers has been reduced from 18% to 5%, a move aimed to make a healthy lifestyle more affordable for people. This reduction is also likely to increase gym memberships and enhance the income of gym owners. In addition, the simplified GST structure continues to levy a 5% rate on healthy food items such as milk-based beverages and dry fruits, providing ongoing tax relief for health-conscious middle-class families. Talking to Akashvani News, Akansha, a Delhi resident, welcomed the government's decision to reduce GST rates and expressed her gratitude.
My name is Akansha. I am from Delhi. I want to tell you that the government has reduced the tax on gyms and fitness centers. This has helped me a lot because now the fees for gyms and the fitness centers will be reduced. And now that the GST has been reduced on dry fruits and milk products, it has also made it more affordable to follow a healthy lifestyle. The decision taken by the government will also benefit the business because now more and more people will join gyms and fitness centers. So this decision is benefiting everyone.
Grateful, and we would like to thank the government.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to adopt Swadeshi products, supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSME. With Samarth Singh and Soumya Sharan, Manu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Market Mantra, today at 6:30 p.m. we'll be discussing about next-gen GST reforms. We'll be joined by officials from Finance Ministry and an economic analyst. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts GST-related queries. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 6:30 p.m. onwards today. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has honoured India's timeless legacy and heroes by building memorials that preserve history, inspire patriotism and connect generations with the spirit of sacrifice.
A nation is built by the courage of its heroes, freedom fighters, thinkers and guardians of heritage who shape its destiny through sacrifice and vision. The Narendra Modi government has celebrated India's timeless heritage and its heroes through iconic memorials and symbols of national pride. Under Prime Minister Modi, existing monuments have been revived and newer ones built. Prime Minister Modi underlined the importance of such symbols while inaugurating the new parliament building.
Desh apne sabhi swatantra senaniyon ko rashtra raksha mein apne aap ko din raat khapane wale aahut karne wale veer viranganaon ko aaj desh naman kar raha hai.
The National War Memorial in New Delhi stands as a solemn tribute to the courage and sacrifice of our soldiers. In Amritsar, the renovated Jallianwala Bagh Smarak keeps alive the memory of one of the darkest yet defining chapters of the freedom struggle. And at Teen Murti Estate, the Pradhan Mantri Sangrahale narrates the journey of India's prime ministers, capturing the democratic spirit that has guided the republic since independence. Other symbols of remembrance also stand tall. The National Police Memorial salutes the bravery of police personnel, while tribal freedom fighter museums across the country give overdue recognition to unsung tribal heroes. The majestic Bharat Mandapam reflects civilizational grandeur in a global setting. Together, these are not just structures of stone and steel, but living bridges between past and future. Honoring sacrifice, celebrating leadership, and reaffirming the timeless values that guide India's journey.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Palestine's ambassador to India, Abdullah Abu Sawesh, has praised the government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi for supporting the Palestinian people. Speaking to the media, Mr. Sawesh highlighted that the Indian government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, is supporting the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which is responsible for aiding Palestinian refugees. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Odisha, Maharashtra, North Interior Karnataka, Odisha and Telangana today. Meanwhile, most parts of Odisha are experiencing heavy rainfall due to the depression formed over the northwest and adjoining west-central Bay of Bengal. More from a correspondent.
Chief Minister of Odisha Mohan Charan Majhi has asked the collectors of 17 districts to ensure the round-the-clock monitoring by the district level and block level control rooms set up to deal with the rain and flood situation in the state. He has asked the officials to make the necessary arrangements to handle emergency situations like flood and inundation in the affected districts. The officials and engineers of the Water Resource Department have been told to inspect the vulnerable positions in river embankments. The fire brigade and the Odisha Disaster Rapid Action Force have been put on high alert to face flash floods and other emergency situations. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The 12th World Para Athletics Championships 2025 has begun at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi today. The 9-day championship will feature a total of 186 medal events. These include 101 for men, 84 for women, and one mixed event covering sprint finishes to endurance races. The championship will culminate on the 5th of next month. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense Super Over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. Now, India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow at 8 p.m. IST. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda in Odisha, says India is heading towards becoming the global hub of telecom technology. Prime Minister also virtually flags off Gujarat's first Amrit Bharat Express train running between Udhna in Gujarat and Brahmapur in Odisha. India charges Pakistan with glorifying terrorism and distorting facts about India-Pakistan conflict. IMD issues heavy to very heavy rainfall warning over several parts of western and southern India and Odisha today. 12th World Para Athletics Championships 2025 begins in New Delhi. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.